stay in this wonderful attitude of worship as we are blessed by the ministry of Chad Allen. You can come on up. You automatically like this guy because of who his dad is, right? Dave Allenson. Amen. Come on up, Chad. He's a worshiper through and through, loves to sing to Jesus. So you can be seated, but don't stop worshiping. Amen.
Such an honor to be at Bridge of Hope. I tell you, I know this isn't the norm for this church, but Eric and Treva are like brothers and sister, a brother and sister to me and my family, my sister, let's just stay right there. We've been saying Jesus all morning, amen. And I asked the Lord earlier this week when Pastor told me to be prepared. He always says that. Hey, I'm coming to see Dad. Be prepared. Okay. And last night I texted him. I said, well, I got something. I said, if needed, you're needed. Okay. I'm fine. I've been doing this a long time, but it never gets old. Because you're singing about Jesus. Amen. So let's stay. Let's stay right. I don't know where we're going. I said, Lord, Holy Spirit, just tell me where to go. I'm going to follow. Amen. It doesn't matter what's going on. When I rise,
to die. Oh, when I'm bound to die. Give it to you.
Can we raise the roof for Jesus this morning?
Amen.
Oh my. Not preaching that sermon. You see, the sermon just got preached. You're just relieved is what you are. Now we'll get excited. Hallelujah. Oh my. Jesus. You know, there was a day when that man used his gifts in the bar in Nashville. Aren't you thankful that God redeemed that gift? I prayed for one couple. The Lord gave me a verse for them, and I thought it was just for them, but it's for you too. And so I'm just going to read a verse and make a few comments on it, and we're just going to let the Lord do what He wants to do. Man, where's the napkins at? I didn't wear long sleeves today. It's in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. Says those from whom and those from thank you those from among you shall build the old waste places. Anybody been trying to build the old waste places in your life? Anybody been reminding you of who you used to be? Right? I know you. Right? Trying to remind you, trying to tell you that you are not who you claim to be. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. That's the calling of God on you, the church, to repair the breach. See, there are breaches. You know what a breach is, right? There's a broken place in our wall that the enemy is coming in. And God says, I'm raising up an army to repair the breach. So don't let people remind you of who you are. When they remind you of who you used to be, you tell them who you are in Christ, right? Hallelujah. Now this is not just the calling of God for your life. This is the calling of God for this church in this town. We are to repair the breach, the broken down places. When Nehemiah went to Jerusalem, it was because the walls had been broken down. When the walls are broken down, the enemy can have his way. When the wall is broken down in your life, it gives access to the enemy. The wall keeps the enemy out and keeps us safe. That's why we say that Jesus is our strong tower, right? He is the place that we run to for safety. And we have been called to look around us. Look in your life right now. What is broken? Where is the access that I have given to the enemy to take advantage of my life? Come on, folks. Let the Holy Ghost work in your life today. There's some places right now that the Holy Spirit is making alive. He's saying, you're doing this, and that has brought a breach in your wall. And I've come that I can repair that wall in you. It's not about you, it's about Him. He wants to repair the foundation. He wants to redeem the gift that God has placed in you and take it out of the bar in Nashville and put it in the house of God so that the name of Jesus could be exalted and people would be lifted up. The restorer of streets to dwell in. Too many of us are waiting for heaven. We're just playing this escapism. Well, boy, when I get to heaven, what a glorious day it will be. Hallelujah. But according to that, according to the Lord's Prayer, He said, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. I believe the Lord wants to restore some brokenness in your life today. Where are you broken? Is it in relationships? Is it in your mind? Is your mind broken? Do you have some mental health issues going on? I would dare say most of us do. Depression? Discouragement? What is Satan doing in your mind? And just realize, Jesus is here today, and His name has been lifted up in this place today. And He is here today to restore the brokenness, to repair. I just looked at my brother, Jared Porter, talked to him last night, 20 years sober. Hallelujah. Say, why do you talk about those things? Because they need to be celebrated. Because what it shows is God redeemed him from the pit. God restored the brokenness of his life. Healed his marriage and doing something good in his children today. Do you realize Jesus doesn't want us to live this broken life? He is here to heal more than your physical body. He is here to heal your mind, to heal your emotions. We talked in Sunday school. Where does these quarrels come from? Where does this fight come from? And Jonathan spoke up and he says, well, it comes from the paradigm of our mind. And I said, you need to explain that so everybody understands. See, we grow up in dysfunctional homes. And they're so dysfunctional that we think it's normal. So to us, normal is dad getting drunk and mom throwing fits. That was normal in my life. Normal is dad chasing skirts and mama doing her own thing. Normal is mom leading the family and dad's just off doing his good deeds or whatever. That ain't normal. The paradigm of your mind has to shift. You got to quit seeing things and calling it normal. It ain't normal. Normal is to walk on streets of gold here on earth. Normal is to see Jesus redeem us from the pit and create something wonderful out of brokenness. Normal is 20 years sober. Hallelujah. And it starts with one day. And today is the day of salvation. What's Jesus want to do in your life that he disrupted my good sermon? Jesus wants to heal you. Are you getting that? I feel it so strong in my life right now. My mind, my spirit is literally exploding. He's a repair of the breach. My wall was broken down, and it gave access to the enemy. Now, that could have been drugs and alcohol for you, but it could have been totally different. Could have been pornography for someone else. It warped your mind. It's left access to the enemy. Could have been the dysfunction that you come out of. Who knows what it is? I'm not here to label for the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost do that. You know what? my wife come out of a storybook home. Dad actually loved Mom. Dad was a preacher and Mom was a prayer warrior. And their home was dysfunctional. I wasn't in that house a few months till I brought a lot of messed up people. I kept hearing cabinet door slam. And I thought, well, what's that all about? Well, Mama was not happy. Treva tried that after we got married. I said, that ain't gonna work here. We ain't throwing no little temper fits. You see what I'm saying? Every home is dysfunctional. And we normalize it. So what does normal really look like? People serving and loving Jesus. Letting Him restore the breaches, the brokenness of your life. Is there anything God can't heal? No. What is our part? Humble yourself. You got to admit that you got a problem. You got to admit that you opened the door to something evil. And then Jesus will repair the brokenness. He's a restorer. Isn't that great? That's all you're here to hear. That's the word of the Lord for you today. That Jesus came to heal the breach. Would you stand with me? My brother, you started this, why don't you come and end it? You. Can you imagine that gift not being in the kingdom? That's a gift. Can I say this? That gift is no greater than your gift. Is the Holy Spirit talking to you? Is He talking to you? Is He telling you, I want to heal this part of your life? Let's build a wall around it. Father, I come to Jesus and I pray for these people that I have spoken the word of the Lord that You gave me today to speak to them. God, I pray right now, Lord, we are dependent upon the Holy Spirit to do what Your word says. Father, You said that You would restore the breach. You would restore the broken area of our life. But Lord, we know through scriptures that we first have to humble ourselves and call on the name of the Lord. Father, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit moving right now, God, I believe that You have showed many, many places, many areas right now in our lives where we have allowed the enemy to come in and he's beating us up and he's stealing our lunch money. God, I pray right now, Lord, that You would close up the gap, Lord, in our minds, heal our minds, heal our hearts, heal our emotions, heal our bodies. Heal us in Jesus' name. As we look to You, You're the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one that lived this life perfectly. And You said, in my weakness, You would be made strong. And God, today, I'm very weak. I am very weak. I'm asking You, Lord, right now to move across this congregation and begin to heal people. As they call upon the name of the Lord. As they call upon You, Lord, right now to come in. Father, Lord, there may be people right now, Lord, that are still abusing alcohol, still abusing drugs, still looking at pornography, still doing the ungodly, God. And the Holy Spirit has put a finger in their heart and said, we got to stop this offending behavior so God can heal your heart. So we submit to the authority of the Holy Ghost in Your word. we call upon your name, and you said that if we call upon your name, you would save us. Father, that's possible, Lord. There are people right here in this congregation that has never called upon the name of the Lord. Lord, they're still lost. They don't know where they'll spend eternity. And I pray, Father, right now, Lord, Lord, touch them, Lord. Let them submit to the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Father. Let them say, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I ask that you forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Teach me to listen to your voice and I will follow you all the days of my life. Father, continue to touch us today as we seal this in worship. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now just let's worship the Lord. If you'd like to come and pray, these altars are open. You just come, bow down, you come and stand. We'll have deacons come and pray with you. Come ahead if you need. Hallelujah. Don't you let Satan cheat you right now. Don't leave broken.
I'm a jealous God, and today is the day of your salvation. It's time that you surrender all. I want all of you because I'm a jealous God.
Amen. The word of the Lord says that God is a jealous God. That's, I think, Exodus 34. He said today is the day of salvation. I want all of you. You need to call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word. See, Satan wants to try to steal from you today by not surrendering. Surrender to the Lord. Let him heal you. Jesus, we love you. We worship you. Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, right now, let everyone be obedient to the call of the God. Let us be obedient to your call, to your voice. Lord, we know that you are jealous for us. You're willing to defeat Satan for us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't make any announcements. Hallelujah.
So faithful to give us what we need when we need it. God is wonderful. Yeah, quite a few announcements today. So, real quick, don't forget to meet and greet the pastors immediately after service. So, if you've only ever talked to him when you shake his hand as you walk out the door, please stay. Get to know him. I think it's in the fellowship hall. Is that right? That's where they're at? Yeah. So please, we encourage you. If you only ever hear him when he's up here yelling and spitting, you would need to spend some time talking with him, hanging out with him. He's an all right guy. I can vouch for that. So also, Tony and the support team, the safety security team, are having a meeting immediately after service as well. So if you're involved in that, don't forget about that. Carla, if you want to come real quick and give your announcement, and then Jill has one as well.
I'll just really quickly, how many of you are going to be marching in the parade with Bridge of Hope? I have at least 40 people out there on the sign-up sheet. I would love it if we had 100. It's an amazing time for all the different ministries we have on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all come together and show our community that we love them. And when we're walking, they're going to say, hey, that's the church that brought me groceries and prayed with me. Hey, that's the church that visited my grandma in the hospital. Hey, that's the church, whatever. I think I'll go see what's going on out there. And so I would love it if everyone would join us. We've got a float for, if you cannot walk, we've got a whole empty float, 16 foot, for those people to sit on. And we've got a whole other float for kids, and then people will be marching. There's a sign-up sheet. It's bright yellow. It's on the podium out in the lobby. So please sign up. Love to have you. Even if you've only been here one time, you're welcome to join.
Yes. And super exciting news that probably forgot about by now.
Yes. If you guys were at Helping Hand, if you joined in that day, if you made some things, I have been waiting and waiting and waiting on our final total. And I just found out on Wednesday night. And you guys turned out and turned it up. Jonathan, this is our total from Helping Hand. I'm proud of you guys. You did it. We hit 5,000. That's a far cry from a couple $100 of last year. We can do it again, and we can do even better. But give yourselves a hand.
The only other announcement I can think of is, don't forget, next Sunday we go to 2 services, okay? A lot of people probably thought we went to 2 services this week and got here at an oddball time. But next week, you got the... Can you put the times up there? I didn't bring my bulletin. It's 8:30, 8 o'clock. See, even I would have been wrong. So it's 8 o'clock, and then Sunday school at 9:30, and then the second service at 10:30. So I get it sooner or later. So anyway, don't forget. So pick a service. Early service, late service, doesn't matter. Either one, you'll be here in time for Sunday school as well. And then we can have that, and everything will be great. So we'll see how great this goes. So I think that's all the announcements we have. So, Ray, do you have... Okay, so next week, when we do the 2 services, we'll only have nursery for the second service. Okay, so that way the people that do nursery can be in service in the early service. So if you have little kids, keep that in mind. Raise your hand, receive the Lord's blessing. If you haven't been blessed enough already this morning, but may the Lord bless you, and may He keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.